Washington, Grant, Bentley, front and center.
Yes, sir. What do you need, Commander?
They're bringing in Vicky Byrne. Bentley.
Sir.
I want you to take her back to police headquarters on Maple. Get whatever you can out of her. See if you can find out where that kid Thompson is.
Yes, Commander.
What about Lionel and me?
You just sit tight.
Get your hands off me!
Here you go, Commander. Nice to finally meet you, Vicky Byrne.
What do you want with me?
We just want to ask you a few questions.
Oh, why doesn't that make me feel any better?
You tell me. Take her away.
Let's go.
No!
So, what now, Lionel?
We gotta get her out of there.
Got any ideas?
First thing I gotta do is find Darian. After that, don't know.
Great.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 39. Hot chocolate, anyone?
Sit down. Ugh. I don't want to sit.
Why'd you kill Laverne Janice?
I didn't kill her.
We have a witness that saw the whole thing.
I don't care what they think they saw. I was a lot closer, and I can tell exactly what happened.
I don't think you get it. Whatever Commander Blanca decides is final.
Well, kind of looks like a fair trial's out of the question.
There isn't going to be a trial. You're a criminal.
And you've already decided that?
You stole global community property. If he determines that you murdered that lady, that's a capital crime.
All right, here we go. Plenty of food and internet access. Sweet. Now maybe I can find out what's going on.
Time to eat.
What time is it?
It's almost 6. Oh, you have a visitor coming, too.
Who is it?
Don't you ask someone who cares, huh?
Oh, it can't be Judd. Great, global community soup. I'd almost forgotten how bad this stuff was. Dear God, thanks for the soup. Could you give me a hand getting out of here, too? Amen.
Vicky!
Mr. Stein? How do you know I was here?
Two little birds called my office. Are you okay?
I think I sprained my ankle. Other than that, and the fact that I'm in jail and they want to execute me, I'm okay.
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm going to represent you.
You're not a lawyer.
No, but I know a thing or two about the legal process.
Well, this isn't going to be a trial like on TV. They've already made up their mind.
Did you kill Ms. Janice?
Do you need to ask?
Okay. Sorry.
I was trying to save her.
Even though she was your enemy?
That doesn't mean I wanted her to die. The Bible says there's...
Oh, here we go.
There's no greater love than for a person to lay down his life for a friend.
But she wasn't your friend.
I didn't hate her.
Commander Blanca has witnesses that say you pushed Janice under the water.
No, what they have is a girl who hates me and would say anything to get me into trouble.
They also have a woman who says she saw it happen. It will be your word versus hers, and you have a history of antisocial tendencies.
So I hear.
Let me do the talking.
All right, Byrne, let's go.
Where are you taking her?
Who are you?
I'm representing her.
Super, come with us. Sit here.
When will we be able...
You can talk to Commander Blanca when he gets here.
Are you tired?
I'm praying.
You're going to need to do more than that, I think.
Let's see. Bigger than God. You're going to have to help me out on what that might be.
Your God seems to demand a high price from his followers.
He never said it would be easy. Every one of the New Testament apostles was killed for his belief. Except for John.
Oh, save the lesson. You need to focus on your situation.
I thought of myself my entire life. That's how I ended up left behind.
All right, let's get this started.
Commander?
I'll review the charges, then you'll have a chance to respond.
Yes, sir.
Please keep in mind that this is not a trial. Under Global Community Statute TK-421, regarding states of emergency, I'm the judge, the jury, and the one who will pass sentence. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Vicki Byrne, you're charged with the murder of Laverne Jenness, as well as the theft and destruction of global community property, namely my Humvee. You have refused to give us information regarding the whereabouts of Judd Thompson, who I might add is an escapee of a GC re-education facility.
What?
You're also charged with crimes against the global community, as well as a number of other charges.
What crimes?
You will not interrupt me. Who are you anyway?
My name is Mitchell Stein. I'm here to help in her defense.
As I said, this isn't a trial.
Yes, I understand, but the decision you make here will greatly affect her life.
Then understand this, Mr. Stein. I have three witnesses. One who says Vicki was the last person to be seen with Ms. Jenness. One who says she saw her on the roof of the car, pushing Ms. Jenness under the water.
That's not true.
And a third witness who says he helped Vicki dispose of a dead body.
What?
Commander, I think it would be helpful to hear Vicky's story.
I've read her statement. If she's innocent, why'd she steal my car? Why did she run?
I just ask for your indulgence. It will only take a few moments.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Commander. Vicki, tell the commander what happened on the bridge.
Well, Ms. Jenness stopped the car when the bridge started shaking. She couldn't move. She couldn't even get out of the car and run. She was so scared. When it fell into the water, she wouldn't get out. I tried to pull her, but she wouldn't leave the car.
So, you want me to believe that you were trying to rescue someone who was going to turn you over to the authorities?
Commander, if I may, I had a hard time believing it as well, but please, you must consider her background.
Must I?
Vicky's mother, father, and sister were taken in the vanishings. They'd gone through some religious awakening. Vicki went through a traumatic period. She couldn't think clearly.
What?
She came up with this idea about God taking her family away.
What are you doing?
Sit down.
He's trying to make me look like a mental case, and I'm not. Take a look around you. People disappeared. Everything the Bible predicted has happened.
And do you see what I mean, sir?
Cut it out!
Guard!
I'm not insane.
Yes, sir. Take her back to her cell.
Ugh.
I'll have my decision at 0800 tomorrow.
No!
Come on, let's go.
Quit! What are you doing?
I'm trying to save your life. Despite you, if I have to.
What was that? Oh, great. Just what I don't need. I put Conrad's gun. This ought to work.
There's no ladder. We're gonna have to jump. Let me go first. I'll catch you.
It's kind of dark in here.
Don't move!
Judd? Is that you?
Judd?
Mark? Darian?
You were expecting Santa Claus?
I wasn't expecting anyone.
You were gonna hit me with a computer keyboard?
Help me down. No! Thanks.
What happened to Vicki? Did she make it back to you guys?
Vicki got captured by the GC.
What?
Lionel said they got her holed up in the cop shop on Maple.
Oh, great! That's just what we were trying to avoid.
Well, let's not worry about that now. Let's just figure out how to get her out of there.
So much for getting cozy.
Lionel, what's the verdict?
Commander Blocker's gonna say tomorrow morning. We gotta be planning for the worst.
What does that mean?
If he finds her guilty, we gotta spring her.
I don't think we want to wait for his verdict. We got to get her out of here tonight.
How are we going to do that?
I got an idea. Come with me.
Hey, Melinda, what's up?
What do you care?
You don't got to be so suspicious about everything. I just came in here to tell you I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if I'd have listened to you, we'd have both of them in custody instead of just Vicki. And the commander would still have his Hummer.
He told me he was going to talk to you about that tomorrow. He's thinking about reassigning you.
That's what I don't want. I don't want to break up the team.
Really? I had no idea.
Can I buy you a coffee?
I'd rather have hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate it is. You know what I think?
No, what?
I think tonight is going to be the last night of Vicki Byrne's life.
Probably.
Then again, why did Blanca want to wait till tomorrow if he was going to have her executed anyway?
I have no idea.
If I was her, I'd say or do anything just to get out of being killed.
What are you saying, Lionel?
Commander Blanca's looking for Thompson, right?
Yeah.
What if we find out where he is first?
How?
We get Vicky to tell us.
Oh, no. We don't have the commander's okay for that. Besides, they won't let us anywhere near her.
Hey, what's up? I've been looking all over for you guys.
Lionel wants to question Vicky. Find out where Thompson is.
Oh, have fun. I'm in enough trouble with Blanca as it is.
Well, this could score us some points.
Listen, I appreciate the thought. I'm glad you guys want to keep me around after all the boneheaded mistakes I made. I just can't help you with this one.
Come on, man.
My name's Paul, and this is between y'all. I mean, Godspeed and everything.
I'm in. How are we going to get past the guard down there?
Leave that to me.
Good enough. Oh, and, thanks for the hot chocolate.
Yeah, no problem.
What are you doing, Jed?
It's Sion Benjuda's website.
GC hasn't shut him down yet, huh?
Are you kidding? It's the fastest growing website in the world right now.
Which is why it's funny they can't find him.
Yeah, with all the rerouting he's doing, nobody can find him.
Well, that's awesome. And he's right here in the Chicago area.
Yep. He emailed me a few hours ago. They're staying at the house of one of the people from church.
That's cool.
He even wants to send me some emails he gets from kids. He doesn't have time to answer them all.
All right, well, let me know if you need any help tomorrow. I'm gonna hit it right now.
Okay, I'm pretty tired too. Where's Darian?
Got me. I thought she was in here with you.
Well, last I saw her, she was over by the motorcycles.
You don't think she'd...
Maybe, but where?
To rescue Vicky?
Oh, are you kidding me?
She was talking about some kind of idea.
Great. As if we didn't have enough problems right now.
I can't let you in the cell bay. You don't have authorization.
That's because Blanca is out chasing after the other kid. He wants us to get the information out of the girl tonight.
This is the first time I've heard of it.
Don't blame us if you're the low man in the chain of command.
Listen.
Why do you think he delayed the sentencing until morning?
Forget it, Melinda. When Blanca gets back, we'll just tell him this dude wouldn't let us through to talk to her.
Your next job will probably be measuring the radiation downtown without a mop suit.
Hang on. You just want to talk to her, right?
Right. We gotta find out where this Thompson guy is. She's our only lead.
Okay. But leave your weapons here.
Fine. You getting tired?
Yeah, it just hit me.
Let's make this quick then.
Mark, what'd you find?
You were right. One of the bikes is missing.
Oh, man! Great. There's no way she could ride at night. Those bikes don't have headlights.
What should we do? Judd?
There's nothing we can do, man. We just gotta stay here.
What?
She'll probably come back soon anyway. Besides, we can't afford to get caught right now.
Nobody's looking for me.
Mark, trust me. I'm gonna need you here. I don't want you to break your neck needlessly.
What about Darian?
I don't know yet.
You! Have you seen Bentley?
Who?
Melinda Bentley, the morale monitor. About yay tall, not bad looking, always wearing that hat.
She's inside with the other kid.
Lionel?
I guess, yeah.
Commander Blanca's back. He wants to see her right away.
So go get her. Crazy kids. Don't see why I gotta do everything.
When does he want to see her?
Right away, man. We gotta hurry.
Did you get anything from that girl?
Nah, she clammed up.
Hey, you guys gotta sign out.
All right, I got it.
Come on, Melinda. We gotta go.
See ya. Come on, Vicky. Let's get out of here.
What happened to that girl?
Melinda? She's taking a nap.
We spiked her hot chocolate.
We can talk later. Let's get out of here now.
Conrad, aren't you coming with?
Not yet.
What?
You guys are gonna need someone on the inside.
Well, they'll blame you for this.
I'll take care of it. You guys just go.
Let's go, Vicky.
Time to face the music.
Judd, someone's in the house.
That should be Darian.
There's more than one person.
Not what I wanted to hear. Get the lights.
Judd?
Judd, are you in there?
Vicky?
Is that Vicky?
Get the lights. Vicky! We're down here!
What's up, kids?
Right now you are. Jump down. We'll catch you.
Mark, how'd you get
it here?
Darian brought me.
Come on, jump down.
Look out, I'm coming too.
Did you say Darian was here?
Well, she was. We think she went to help you.
Where'd she go?
She was talking about the police station on Maple before.
No, that place is crawling with GC. Is she crazy?
She didn't exactly ask our permission to leave.
She grabbed a motorcycle when we weren't looking.
Great. We risk everything to get Vicky out of there, and now we gotta go save Darian, too?
I'm sort of counting on her changing her mind before she gets there. That's why we didn't go after her.
Well, that sounds kind of lame.
Yeah, well, just remember, I'm on the GC 10 most wanted list, too. Lionel, any chance you can get in?
Not after tonight.
He had to drug his partner to get me out.
You drugged Conrad?
No. Melinda.
Oh, so much for my plan.
Gramp, you did this.
What?
You helped Vicky escape.
You're crazy. You and Lionel were the ones that broke protocol to question her.
What are you talking about?
They wanted to question her, Commander. I told them it was a bad idea.
That was all part of your plan.
At ease, both of you. Graham, tell me about the phone call.
The desk jockey told me you called and wanted to meet us out front right away.
You didn't verify it?
There was no reason. He said you wanted to find that Thompson guy.
Oh, he's not telling us everything.
What? Like how you and Lionel let Vicky go?
They drugged me!
Isn't that convenient? You and Lionel go in the cell. Vicky takes your badge and gun. You take a nap for a few hours until they're long gone.
Enough! I'm in no mood to listen to this. I've got two fugitives loose right now, one of which was locked up here only a few hours ago. Until I can get this figured out, Graham, you can consider yourself under arrest.
Me? But I didn't do anything!
I can't believe this place survived the earthquake.
Check out the ceiling. That's all concrete reinforced with steel beams.
This place could probably be able to withstand like a tank hit.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope we don't have to test that theory.
How many ways out are there?
Well, the hangar door is stuck shut. I don't think we can get it open.
Why do we want to?
That's what I'm saying. If we open something that big, someone might see us.
So how many ways out are there?
Just through the house right now.
So if anyone's in the house, we're trapped?
Judge showed me where the other secret door from outside was.
It's all collapsed now.
Yeah, but we can dig through the ground. There's not much there.
Make another exit.
Or an entrance. You never know. We might need to hide out in a hurry. Now what?
Get moving.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Nobody in here did anything.
Ugh.
You just asked this guy.
He's right. I didn't do anything either.
Please. It's nothing personal. I just don't want to talk.
Too bad. Neither of us are going anywhere.
You two make nice now.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your name?
Greta Garbo. And I want to be left alone.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say, Princess.
Big Bopper, this is Zebra 3.
Big Bopper here.
The tracking device in the radio is still active.
Where are you?
Over an estate in Barrington Hills. The signal is pretty strong.
Is it moving?
Doesn't look like it, no.
Stay there. I'll have a team headed that way in 2 minutes.
All right, that's it. We're through to the surface.
You see anything?
It's too dark out.
What's that?
It's a helicopter.
Could they have found us?
My radio.
You still have your radio? It has a tracking device in it.
What are we going to do?
Now, first, I'm going to get rid of this.
We got to smash it.
Grab the hammer.
Is that going to do it?
I hope so.
Big Bopper.
What do you got, Super 3?
We just lost the signal.
What?
It just cut out, like it was destroyed.
Did it move?
Nope.
You stay put out there. Our boys will be there soon.
Roger.
Come on, Vicky.
I'm coming.
Where's the chopper? It's hovering over by the house.
I feel like such an idiot.
Worry about it later. Let's just get moving.
Where are we gonna go?
Head for the trees at the top of the hill. If we get separated, meet there.
Come on, Vicky.
Wait for me.
Lionel, did you grab that backpack?
Right here.
I'll carry it. It's got some food and water and stuff.
Hey, you guys, there's a cave up here.
How big?
Big enough for all of us.
A cave? I've never seen a cave.
Check it out.
Is this it?
Wow, this opening isn't what you'd call noticeable. How'd you find it?
Vicky tripped in it. She's inside.
Oh, great, is she okay?
Just a little sore, thanks for asking.
The choppers are moving this way. Get in, get in, get in! That was close.
A little too close. How long are we gonna have to stay in here?
Until the GC leaves.
When's that gonna be?
Look at it this way. Can't be more than 5 years.
Super.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.